Hello and welcome to Hot Goss, a show within a show where we talk about everything that's coming up here at New Hope. I'm one of your hosts, Tyler Yoakum, and joining me on the other side of the table, she is not the Easter Bunny, but she's just as nice as him. It's Chris Buescher.
What an intro, Tyler Yoakum. What an intro. As we head in to talk about Easter weekend.
Yeah. And you're not?
I'm just as nice as
you're just
her.
As him. I said him.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know. Is Easter Bunny a boy or a girl?
I am thinking about what to get my big kids for Easter. That is a true statement. Nothing like waiting till kind of the last minute.
Yeah, we're recording this and dropping it on a Wednesday.
Yeah, Easter's coming right up this weekend.
Yeah.
As you're getting ready to announce to us.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, it's not like Christmas. We don't go crazy, but we do try to do a little something. How about you with your little guy?
There's an Easter basket that's mm-hmm. been
purchased,
crafted,
filled,
it's overflowed.
Mm-hmm.
I see Amazon orders just continuing to arrive at our door. I don't know where they're coming from.
Wow, my kids aren't getting anything big like that.
Really?
Sorry, kids.
Well, I mean, they're not expensive Amazon purchases.
Right. With little kids, you can go easy.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should pull back the curtain a little bit for this podcast, right? It's about 5 minutes before you need to leave.
Yep. So we're just hopping on real quick.
I ran into your office and I said, hey, come here real quick.
And I said, oh, for the love of Pete.
And you said, why do I do these things for you?
I did. But here I am with a smile on my face.
Here's the thing.
Because I'm as nice as the Easter Bunny, according to you. What a strange compliment.
That was so strange.
That's odd.
So you want to cut it?
No.
Go, okay.
Keep going.
Seems like you're pretty bothered by it.
No, it's good.
You're good?
It's interesting. Yeah.
It is a compliment.
Okay. And we are just hopping on in these 5 or 10 minutes to talk about Easter
hopping.
Weekend.
Did you mean to do that?
I wish I had a sound effect.
Wait,
now.
did you mean to do that?
I wish you would let me do a drum roll on the table with my fingers, but I know you won't.
No, go for it.
I know that I would just probably go boom, boom, boom. And I knew you'd probably give me the sign to
yeah,
cut.
You can't.
Like, knock it off.
Yeah, you can't do that with your fingers.
I'm sorry.
You can't make that drum sound roll. With your fingers. Easter at New Hope is this weekend, Friday through Sunday. We have a special Good Friday service at all three of our locations at 6 p.m.
Sweet.
So at your respective campus, please join us for Good Friday. It is a special, short, unique service that's not the same as Easter weekend. So be
I
sure
think
to
it's
come.
Important to point that out. I really do. Yeah, yeah. That's good, Tyler Yoakum.
Do you want to reiterate it? Point it out again?
No, but I will say that I will be there. A lot of times, we've had kids in college the past few years, and so they come home just for Easter weekend. And so Friday has been an out-of-town family day for us. We've tried to take advantage of that opportunity to steal them and get out of town. But this weekend, they are coming home, but we are not going out of town.
Okay.
We are staying home and going to church.
So Chris Buescher in the flesh.
I'll be there on Friday night.
And will you be there on the weekend?
Of course.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. I don't know which service time. I'm betting that the middle service will be busy and that it might be good for me to attend one of the other ones to open up some seats.
I bet that later service is the one to go to if you're looking for some open space. The latest one.
Oh, open. I thought you were going to say the busy one. No. Don't you think the middle one will be busy?
I think so. That's one of my family's going to.
Okay.
So yeah, if you could not be there, that'd be great.
Me?
Yeah.
Or the listeners?
You.
Oh, okay.
So that my family has room.
Okay. I'm with you.
Perfect. Okay. Speaking of service times.
Yes.
Like I said, we've got Good Friday on Friday, March 29th at 6 p.m. But then Easter weekend, we have a Saturday service at 5 p.m. at our Effingham and Shelbyville locations. And then on Sunday, we have services in Effingham at 8, 9:30, and 11 a.m. in Newton at 8 and 9:30, and Shelbyville at their normal Sunday service times of 9 and 10:45.
Okay.
Did you write all that down?
No. I was trying to put it in my brain, though.
You don't have to, because it's at newhopenow.cc.
Oh, man.
You don't
have
to write
that one.
Well, you didn't. You're supposed to say, no, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's good, because you don't have to. See, that's where.
And then I could say, where should I go, Tyler, to learn more?
I don't think.
You asked me to come on here.
I don't think
people are buying
it.
And you would say,
go to newhopenow.cc for more information.
Perfect. Do I need to register?
No.
Can I bring my kids?
You should bring your kids, but not to class. Not to kids ministry.
Not to kids ministry.
There's no kids, no youth gatherings all weekend long. So bring your entire family into the service with you.
Do I have to dress in any particular way?
Denim shorts, jorts, as I call them. Yep.
But the answer there really is
no.
Because some people wonder that.
Yeah, I mean, people like to get spiffy. I think that's fine. Dress nice if you want. I'm going to wear jeans.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah. I do like
I don't know if I own khakis right now.
Our church is casual. Although, I mean, people are welcome to dress up. Yeah. You could wear a tuxedo if you wanted to.
Me? Are you, you encouraging me to do that?
I think you
should. We should wear matching tuxedos, oh, you and me.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird. But anyway, I do like that our church is casual and it's come as you are.
Okay, so I have an idea I want to run by you for Easter weekend.
Okay.
What if we live pod all weekend? Like we start live streaming Friday, Good Friday, and we just stay on air for...
That'd be boring.
48 hours.
That would be boring and awful, and we would be delirious and goofier than normal.
Okay.
So that's a no. So you're like, so yeah, sounds awesome.
All right, great. Well, I guess we'll see you at Easter.
Any shout outs you want to give before we get off of here?
Well, listen, so last episode, which was a pretty recent one because we're making this little special short episode right now. Last episode, we talked about Jonathan, as we do.
Right.
We talked about
tying his shoelaces together.
Tying his shoelaces together, which he said no one has attempted.
Man.
Which, I don't know. I guess our Newton listenership is either too loyal to their campus or...
Not listening. Ooh. Probably number one.
Hope it's the former, yeah. So I talked to Jonathan afterwards because we talked about someone pranking him at his campus. And we talked about how he won't steal my streaming login information because of his moral compass.
That was funny, yes. Right.
And I was like, so we talked about these things. Did you listen?
And he
said no. And then he went so far as to say at this point, he feels like he can't give in and listen because of how much
we talk about him. That's so strange.
It's so strange. Yeah. I don't know what his
deal is. I'd want to hop on if I were him and hear what people were saying about me.
Yeah. So anyway, it's my new life's mission to get him fired from this staff.
Easy.
Is that too far?
It's a good thing that people know you, Tyler, because you say some things that are
speaking of me saying things a bit out of touch, and I know you have to go, so I'm going to tell you this story really quick, okay?
Okay.
Things that I shouldn't have said that I said that now I need to probably readdress, okay?
Okay.
On this podcast, at some point, I think it was with you, it might have been before you, with Darren, I called out a family in Shelbyville who named their son Huxley.
Tyler, that was with me, and that wasn't that long ago.
It was.
You have a terrible memory.
It was when I was immature. And I was still growing.
It was like 3 months ago.
I was still learning.
Maybe.
And I was in Shelbyville this weekend. I attended service.
What?
In Shelbyville.
Nice.
And two different people, neither of which a family member of Huxley's,
yes,
came up to me and said, "Have you met
the other Huxley?
Have you met the other Huxley's family?" And I'm like, "No, but I didn't realize that this had turned into such a large thing." Over in the Shelbyville campus that enough people know about it. I asked them if they even knew if Huxley's family knew about the beef, the fake beef that I had with them.
Thank you at least for calling it fake beef.
Yeah.
Let people know. Yeah, because
the backstory is our son is named Huxley.
He was the only one in the world.
Not Chris and I's. We don't have a son together. My wife and I's son is named Huxley. Thought it was the only Huxley ever. Then I come to find out months later, a Shelbyville family names their son Huxley. And so that's where the beef originated.
Fake beef. You were teasing.
And so I was at Shelbyville this weekend and I met them.
Yes.
Yeah,
aww, I met they're them. They're the sweetest couple.
We squashed the beef.
Did you shake hands?
Our sons are going to fight for the name. And mine's older and I think he's going to take him.
You're something
he's,
else.
He's learning to hit right now and I have to reprimand him for it, but I'm not going to reprimand him anymore. He's got to learn
to fight for his name. Both Huxleys are adorable.
And both Huxleys will be at Easter this weekend. We would love for you to join us. Chris, thank you so much for hopping on.
Got it.
I appreciate it. This was a short episode.
Right. We'll be back.
But we want you to come to Good Friday and Easter so you can learn more at newhopenow.cc. We'd love to see you there. Chris and I will be there. We'll be podding all weekend long, live stream. See you there.